It's time for another installment of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling, and Dr. Beth Speaks. And Dr. Beth joins us on the phone lines once again this morning. Doctor, how are we?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, as we are working our way through March. We are in the midst of Lent, and we've got a bit of a series of shows kind of tied in with some of the different elements as we'll get to further topics down the road. The one we're going to be focusing on today is being independent. Last week we hit intelligence, another IN word today. What's the focus on today's show?
Well, I think it's important that we be the drivers of our own lives. And this is what I want to explain. I was in my neighborhood a couple of years ago walking a dog. We had a golden retriever, and just walking along. And this girl at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon says to me, "Can you give me a ride home?" Now, I'm walking a dog. I don't have a car. I'm thinking, I wonder why she's asking me this. I said, "So what happened and where are you going?" Well, she had to go to a town that was about 5 to 10 miles away, and she didn't have a phone. I didn't have one with me. But I said, "Well, how did you get here? Like, well, what happened?" She said, "Well, a bunch of us came out here last night for a party, and my friends left me, and my phone was in the car, and so now I have no way home." And I said, "Oh, my gosh, I cannot give you a ride." I said, "Let me think about it." She goes, no, I'll figure it out." And she starts walking down the road, and I can see that the road she's going to go to, she intends to walk this whole way. Mm. So I want our listeners to know I did take action. I found my phone. I went home, got the phone, called the police and said, "Hey, there's this teenage girl walking by herself. She needs a ride, and you know, or at least a call to her mom."
Yeah.
They said, "Ma'am, we'll take care of it." I was relieved. But I thought about how that happens. You know, so often we get in those situations and we pay the price for other people's behavior. You know, we want to be part of a group. It's important to be part of a group. And yet, when other people do something that works against us, we're the ones who can get in trouble. In this case, probably only with their parents, but in some cases, if you do the wrong thing, with the police or the neighborhoods as well. So I want to talk about the steps of being independent. You can be in the group, but recognize and accept the responsibility of the situation. Once you know what's going on, what's the goal? What are you trying to do? What's changed? Like, how did it change from "I'm going home with these people" to no other option? What are your options, and how do you take action? We want to be accountable to people. So I'm sure when that girl got home, her mother or father said to her, "Now let's talk." Might not have said it quite that calmly, about how did this happen? What would you do differently? And before you go out again, you have to commit that you're going to do that. You're going to do the things you say, make the changes. Be accountable to us, and we're going to check on you. Now, teenagers are, of course, accountable to their parents, but we're all accountable to each other in whatever group we're in. So, you know, I'm still accountable to my family, you know, and my adult children. And, you know, if I tell my grandchildren I'm going to be at a certain place to pick them up, I'm accountable. Yeah. I'm there. We want to be responsible. If you're going to be part of a group, you need to be independent. So you want to, in the beginning, ask the questions, where are we going? Or what's the plan? How are we getting back? What if the plan fails? Am I willing to pay the price? The things that we do in a group are so good for our mental health. It's a sense of belonging. We're safety. There's safety in numbers. We have an impact on the world and a sense of purpose. But when things go bad, we feel isolated and alone. There's danger. I mean, that poor girl, she must have felt helpless.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we feel trapped if they're doing things that we know we shouldn't be doing and we can't get away. And then we get stuck, and sometimes it keeps us from growing as a person. So if the group isn't good for us, we know we've got to get out, whether it's a work group, a church group, a neighborhood group, a friend group, whatever it is. We have to take responsibility to be independent. Remember who we are and what we need. If it's not a good group, get out, because our mental health depends on it. Because we need to know that we're the ones. Each of us has to do our own driving, because our lives matter.
take back control when the situation calls for it. We hope you can join us next week. We've got two more installments on this group of topics centered around Lent, and we'll hit those in the next couple of shows. Stay with us if you want to look back at past shows, listen to them, get resources, books, and different articles and information. Go to safeharboril.com, and you can check out Dr. Betts and Safe Harbor's Facebook pages as well. We'll see you next week with another edition of Your Life Matters.